Yeah, 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 yeah. Ah, it's Friday. Come on. All right, all right. J. Anthony Brown has Good Friday off. And in for J. Anthony Brown for the next 2 hours, comedian Tony Roberts is the comedian in the glass. Woo-hoo! Break the glass.
All
Super
right,
Dan.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
You know, right. This is Man Dance Friday, Tony. Man
let me
dance.
Let me explain something, Tony.
All right.
We have a tradition around here.
Right.
That on Friday,
right,
if you are a man,
right,
a real man,
real man,
a manly man,
right,
and you running things, and you got Friday to celebrate that you've been running things and getting it done all week, you have to dance. Dance. This is the day that was given for men to dance with other men.
Right. That's
break
right.
The glass. Here's the comedian for J. Anthony Brown, Tony Roberts. Let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance.
There he goes.
Let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance, Tony Roberts.
I think he's doing the boogaloo.
That's all right. Boogaloo's good. Tony. Don't look at that lady right there, Sybil Wilkes. Don't look at the women.
I'm not gonna look at them.
Don't look at the women, cause they look at you funny.
Yeah.
They take your power. They take your power. Come on, work.
I'm about to pop lock.
Work. Work.
You're messing with the wrong person.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do the whole five. But I know you've been told that before.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cut it right there, Super Dan.
Boy, that I'm gonna feel that tomorrow.
Yeah.
That little dance move. You said you're a real man, you got it together, you're in control. I'm like, where my wife at? My wife just walk in here.
That's right.
That was good.
We have started. And there's no video of this.
Were you dancing on some steps? Are you breathing so hard? You're dancing uphill.
He's the hardest working man in
the radio. That's the man he is, man. This is the true godfather here.
That's right.
Sybil.
Happy Good Friday, gentlemen.
Yes, it is Good Friday.
Yes, it is.
There's never been a bad one in my life.
No, never.
No, Friday's always good.
No, you know?
But Tom, you know this is a religious Good Friday. You know that's what the good part is.
Makes me say amen.
Amen. All right, Ahem.
By the way, in studio jam Monday, Anthony Hamilton in studio jam from Miami. Mm-hmm. First time we're doing an in studio jam from Miami, and I'm Miami studios. But anyway, Tony,
I like Anthony Hamilton.
He's
I think
the best.
I know one of his songs though. I'm a fan of people, and I'm being on like one hit they got or something. Some people know half the whole album.
Right.
He on like fourth album, third album, or something like that.
Yeah.
I only know one song from Anthony Hamilton.
What is it?
I can't remember that one.
It's early.
He's a good.
Well, welcome, man.
Oh, welcome. I'm glad to be here. Good Friday. I mean, this is really good. Good Friday is all over the world.
You're performing.
You can be. It's three prisoners in prison saying Happy Good Friday somewhere. Good Friday. This is beautiful.
All right, let's start it off. Let's see what we got here in the news. You heard about the United Airlines JetBlue flight attendant that got caught with 70 pounds of cocaine in her bag.
Oh, yeah.
And then ran off.
The track star.
Yeah.
Mm.
She took her Gucci shoes off, her Gucci heels, and ran down the up escalator.
Mm.
When she turned herself in, she's a former beauty queen, a runner-up in the Miss Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. Where was she going when she was running?
She was getting the hell out of the airport.
Yeah, but how far do you think you're going to get?
Well, she got far because it was in LAX and she turned herself in New York. So
in New York, yeah.
She found a way
so
back.
So she got out.
Yeah, she got out.
Yeah. So.
What would you do? Would you run?
Yeah.
What would you do?
I'm not mad at her.
You're just passing out cocaine on the way to get rides from people? How do you Uber or hitchhike all the way to New York with a bag of cocaine? It's possible. Somebody.
I don't know how she got from LA.
And with, Tom, not only did she work for JetBlue for the last 6 years, but as with other people, she was working towards a nursing degree.
Oh, right. Oh, she used to be a stripper?
Well,
that's what they all say, right?
That's what they all
say. I've heard they say that.
Yeah.
They always work in joint, put themselves to school.
Right. Exactly.
Always nursing. Always something in healthcare.
Nursing. Yeah. Dental hygienist. Yes.
Well, you know, they're making people feel good, you know?
In other airline news, United Airlines pilot in Houston was arrested for running a massive brothel ring in Houston.
Wow.
He had different spots in Houston where he had at least 10 women in each spot.
A prostitution enterprise, they like to call it.
And he's a United Airlines pilot. A pilot?
A pilot.
A pilot.
He couldn't have done it. He's a pilot.
How can you?
I listen to some of this, and I consider myself somewhat of an angel. I forgot to hold the elevator for this lady the other day, and I felt like crap. I feel a lot better listening to this news. I feel good about myself.
That's what we're here for, Tony Roberts.
I'm a pillar of the community. Let me tell you, compared to these people.
Here to make you feel better about
Thank
Israel,
yourself.
Israel Houghton lost that good job, see?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man. Israel Houghton, the gospel singer, is going through some things.
Well, come on.
He's been accused of cheating, and it's a scandal. And Joel Osteen fired him from that good job of being the minister of music.
And he also came out as having a relationship with Adrian Bailon, who, of course, is one of the co-hosts of The Real.
Really?
Remember Adrian, who was with Rob Kardashian?
Yeah, yeah.
She was engaged to someone else, and now they broke off that engagement, and now she and Israel. He came out on his Facebook.
Wow. Joel Osteen said...
I'm sorry, we were corrected by our Christian expert here in
What's
the studio.
That?
He Israel Houghton is on leave. He was not fired.
You have a Christian expert
indefinite
here?
Leave?
Yeah, yeah.
It says indefinite leave. That's
on Tom.
Huh?
Our Christian expert.
Okay.
Woman of the church said
no, if
on
you're gonna
leave.
Say leave, put indefinite on there too.
He is on leave.
Okay.
Okay, you go up against her. Yeah, so
a Christian expert. I didn't know you had one.
Oh, yeah, we have all kinds of experts.
There was a fight.
Wait a minute.
There was a fight in the mall in New Jersey.
What else is new?
The Easter Bunny.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm serious, man. The Easter Bunny
got into
a fight with a man who had brought his girlfriend's baby to take photos, and the baby slipped out the Easter Bunny's lap. And so it was a 15-month-old baby girl. She just slipped out the man's lap.
Right.
He fired on him.
That's bad. This is never the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy. You never can get pissed at none of them. No, never. You beat up the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, he beat up the Easter Bunny.
That's bad. That's going to come back on you. And
when you get to the
That's
gate.
Like tickling Jesus' feet while he on the cross.
Oh, my God.
That's bad, man. You don't mess with people like that, man.
It must be something about that chair.
It's the Easter Bunny, man.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Tell me. Yes. Tell me, like what?
It's like tickling Jesus' feet while he's on the cross, just walking past and just bothering him.
Oh, God.
Or just, you know, pouring coffee in Santa Claus' face.
Okay, that's one thing, pouring coffee in Santa Claus.
I love it.
But
tickling Jesus.
You just don't disturb a beautiful person like this.
Speaking of disturb, welcome Tony Roberts.
Tony Roberts.
Thank you.